The United Nations formally took control of a peacekeeping operation in Haiti today. President Jean-Bertrand Aristide left the country 3 months ago under pressure from the U.S. government and armed rebels. U.S. troops have largely prevented further bloodshed, but the more difficult mission falls to the U.N., disarming the warring factions and rebuilding the country. NPR's Jerry Haddon reports from Port-au-Prince.
In the capital's poorest slum, called Cité Soleil, a backhoe scoops out tons of vile black sludge from a stagnant sewage canal. U.S. Marines are conducting this cleanup. Captain Sean Fitzpatrick says it's taken his men a month and a half to dredge just 400 yards of this canal, which dumps directly into the ocean.
It was a cesspool acres wide that seeped into the houses and the streets of the local community. So you had children and the local families walking through sewage, basically raw sewage, in their houses and in their streets.
The multinational forces have also rebuilt schools and helped clear debris from city streets. It's a far cry from the forces' first few days on the ground here, when Port-au-Prince was aflame and armed gangs took potshots at them while on patrol. It seems that Haitians have grown used to the military presence. One Cité Soleil student, who did not give his name, sits on his bike and watches the Marines work as pigs forage through the garbage around him.
I am very happy for that, you know. Last time, there were nobody who think about us in the city, you know. Right now, I feel good because the white men care about us, you see.
But while relative peace has returned to Haiti, the calm is fragile as the UN begins its month-long phase-in of more than 8,000 forces. So far, it's only found about a fourth of the troops it's promised. Militant supporters of Aristide and the rebels and former soldiers who drove the president out have stashed away an estimated 20,000 weapons.
The commission must be inclusive, and the commission must give confidence to all armed groups so they can come forward and be part of a voluntary disarmament process.
But in Haiti these days, trust is in short supply. In the central city of Anche, some 400 former soldiers are waiting to take up their arms again. Commander Joseph Jean-Baptiste says the army Aristide disbanded in 1995 should be reinstated. Though Aristide is gone, Jean-Baptiste says he has little faith in Haiti's interim government, a group many believe was imposed on Haitians by the U.S.
We don't trust them. Sidelining us is a maneuver, and the people in the next government will be against the army, so they're just making us wait.
And wait they will, he says, with their guns well hidden. Back in Port-au-Prince, the Plaza of Saint-Pierre was long a base for Aristide's most fervent supporters. But these days, the locals say Aristide's guys have gone into hiding. The one old woman passing by says she misses President Aristide and wants him back.
I cannot forget about him. And I believe he should have stayed to finish his term. Prices are really high, so I don't see the good of his leaving before his term ended. My life might have been better.
Aristide's militant followers, though in hiding, feel the same way. And the U.S.-led interim forces never found their weapons. The U.N. says it will stay years, if necessary, to disarm them and help Haitians rebuild their nation. Jerry Haddon, NPR News, Port-au-Prince.